Kip Williams, Desolation Angel Radio with you. It's the weekend of November 11th, was yesterday. It's the 12th, 13th, and we're getting ready to go into another full week of interviews. And I thought I would lay some music on you and a bunch of brand new stuff that's come out and a couple other older cuts, but kind of covering the spectrum again of all the things I listen to that just keep me charged up and going through the day. We'll talk in a little bit, but let's open up with Rob Baird with one called Dreams and Gasoline, and then get into some things that sound, well, they sound entirely different than that, but all the things I love. Talk to you in 3-4 songs.
Like a train on a track, there ain't a stopping me. Let the wheels spin free. With an AM radio busting out a tune that goes from my past, singing with the lost and grown. As the light shines through, bless my soul. Bury my phone somewhere the highway ends. And it's all known. Here I go, I got a one-way ticket. I don't know, and that's alright. That's alright. Well, send a bow to the southern sky. Won't see me till the day I die. And that's alright. That's alright. I was a boy, my mom told me, son, don't you let me catch you doing like your daddy done. Living on the run. Well, I guess it's all running through my veins, 'cause I got a hunger. Get away. Bless my soul, forgive my sins, bury my bones somewhere the highway ends. And it's all known. Here I go, I got a one-way ticket. I don't know, and that's alright. That's alright. We'll send a bow to the southern sky. Won't see me. I'm pushing this forward just as fast as she'll fly. Oh no, here I go, I got a one-way ticket. I don't know, and that's alright. That's alright. We'll send a bow to the southern sky. Won't see me till the day I die, and that's alright. That's alright. We'll you know where I'll be.
Ross, I'm going to kiss you on the mouth.
That short little while and that little smile, that little walk and that little talk, these little things lead to a little click. That's when it all adds up to something big. That little song, the wine a little too strong, that little dance, is there a little chance? These little things lead to a little click. That's when it all adds up to something big. Just when you don't expect a thing, your daily grind is in full swing, and you're prepared to stay alone forevermore. That's when straight out of the blue, there'll be someone there for you. You look into these eyes and right away you realize that little look got you a little hook. That little touch is just a little too much. These little things lead to a little click. That's when it all adds up to something big. That's when it all adds up to something big.
I wanna say now, someday we'll be together.
Yes, we will, yes, we will.
Someday we'll be together.
My love is yours now, baby. Oh, right from the start.
Big.
I do. I'm around now. I wanna get next to you.
I'm a Ram, Chris Stapleton. We'll talk about that one in a second. We opened up with Dreams and Gasoline, Rob Baird, a new cut that got released. It's a single off an upcoming album. I really like that one. And then switched it right up with These Little Things, Ray Collins' Hot Club. That one's new. Bruce Springsteen off of Only the Strong Survive, which dropped yesterday, the whole album, with his cover of Diana Ross and the Supremes, Someday We'll Be Together. And I've listened to the whole thing several times all the way through, and it's Bruce just doing what he's paying homage to. He's doing tribute to all those great R&B songs that all of us that were born in the 50s grew up with when we were kids and when we were teenagers. He does a great job with them, a great job of doing them honor, doing them tribute, not trying to make them anything different, but just covering them and doing so well with them. Little Stephen and the Disciples of Soul with I'm Coming Back off of Soul Fire Live, which was recorded all over the world. And then Chris Stapleton just dropped a single yesterday. I'm a Ram, it's going to be off the upcoming album. It's a great one. Hell, those three songs, Someday We'll Be Together, I'm Coming Back, I'm a Ram. They're pretty autobiographical. So you've been listening to the interview series, and on the next vocal break we'll talk about, we've got a whole set of interviews lined up for next week as we cover even more groups of people and start to wrap that up. And then Actually, we'll talk about an interview I'm doing at the end that looks to the future and where we're going. The next song I'm going to do, I absolutely love. Ashley McBride dropped an album called Welcome to, it's called Ashley McBride Presents Lindyville. And it literally is a song based entirely, and you heard me say in the other shows, Kalamazoo is a small city. We grew up in Comstock, which is outside of Kalamazoo, a small town. Any one small town anywhere, I don't care if north, south, east, west, understands small towns. And this entire album, I suggest you listen to. It opens with Brenda Put Your Bra On, which is just an absolutely fabulous song to open with. But this song, Gospel Night at the Strip Club, I was reading an interview with her. She and it's Benji Davis doing the vocals on it, almost as a spoken word. I've worked, we all know I do some highly technical and highly risky jobs. For relaxation, I've always worked security, and part of that has been in bars. And then I also have a thing about, especially the way in this country, the way Christian evangelicals present themselves and how they try and run things and impose their values on everyone. And it just turns my stomach. And I absolutely love this song, Gospel Night at the Strip Club, and everything that is behind it and that's there. And we'll just jump off into another whole set of music. And I'm going to jump into my apple crumb pie and cranberry hibiscus hot tea.
It's gospel night at the strip club. I've been sleeping in my car. I lead the singing service with a half-assed tuned guitar. Brandy's singing back up while Lonnie's tending bar, just waiting for more sinners to show up. Crystal just started dancing. She's always right on point. She don't mind if you don't tip her, as long as you slip her a joint. And Patty's got an upper to get her through her shift, and a downer so she can lay down with the kids. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus loves the drunkards and the whores and the queers. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you recognize him if he bought you a beer? Lonnie, he's a listener. He should have been a priest. It's the same confession on a bar stool or your knees. He makes a mean Manhattan, but he ain't drank since 93. Does the last call benediction and wipes the bar slate clean.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus loves the drunkards and the whores and the queers. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you recognize him if he bought you a beer?
The same old dirty dollars keep getting passed around to whoever needs them most, and I guess that's me right now. 'Cause I'm staring at this Jackson, someone laid here at my feet. And that's gas in my old Honda, and something warm to eat.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus loves the drunkards and the whores and the queers. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
He laid down a 20 and then he disappeared.
Drunk and go drown. We kept winning about a party, bundle up and go to town. Never worry about the police, never worry much at all. I miss those nights of reckless glory, and I'd come back if you'd just call. Cause just 2 hours to get there, babe. So hold you close against my skin. Need a little warmth on a night so cold. Singing songs you used to sing. One about the lady in the long black veil. Should have seen warning signs. Lord, I love to hear you wail. High and lonesome, hard and strong. Evening was a little out of tune. Hollow and socks on Jersey town. My skin, need a little warmth on a night so cold. Sing them songs you used to sing. Warn about the lady in the long black veil. Should have seen warning signs. Lord, I love to hear you wail. High and lonesome, hard and strong. Even if it was a little out of tune. Hollow and socks on the Jersey Giant. Lord, I thought you hung.
Thank you. kid, my grandpa cleared this land. When I was five, I walked the fence while grandpa held my hand. Rain on a scarecrow, blood on the plow. This land fed a nation, this land made me proud. Son, I'm just sorry, there's no legacy for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. The crops we grew last summer weren't enough to pay the loan. Couldn't buy the seed to plant this spring, and the farmer's bank foreclosed. Call my old friend Shipman up to auction off the land. He said, John, it's just my job, and I hope you understand. They calling it your job, oh, horse, sure don't make it right. But if you want me to, I'll say a prayer for your soul tonight. Grandma's on the front porch swing with a Bible in her hand. Sometimes I hear her singing, take me to the promised land. When you take away a man's dignity, you can't work his fields and cows. There'll be blood on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Blood on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Seven crosses planted in the courthouse yard. 97 families who lost 97 farms. I think about my grandpa, my neighbors and my name. It's nice to feel like I'm like a scarecrow in the rain. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. This land fed a nation, hey, this land made me proud. Son, I'm sorry, there's just memories for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. This land's a nation, this land made me so proud. Son, I'm just sorry, this memory's for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow.
Back, I played a show called Farm Aid, and actually we've played three of them, but the first time I did Farm Aid, it did me more good than it did the farmers, because nobody knew who the hell I was. So I wrote this song strictly out of guilt. This is called The Rain Came Down.
Take it away.
and the rest of Shaku, and the faithful shall stay, and the rain came down. Like an angel came down from above, and the rain came down. It'll wash you away, you ain't never love. Summers ago, I could have sworn he's beside me this morning when the sheriff showed up at my door. So don't you come around here with an auction, man, 'cause you can have his machines, but you ain't taking my land. And the rain came back
Dukes off of Shut Up and Dial Like an Aviator with The Rain Came Down. And before that, the one that was released yesterday, John Mellencamp re-released Scarecrow with a new mix to it. And that's Rain on a Scarecrow, the reference to the title song. And I think about that because you've heard me say in the show before, I grew up in Comstock. My parents, my mom and dad, were from very small towns. And most of my relatives are farmers. And I remember right about that point in time, right around 80, and I don't know exactly, I'm not gonna look it up right now, don't know exactly when it started, but Farm Aid started there in the 80s. John Mellencamp's always been a big part of that, along with Willie Nelson. And farmers are in more trouble than ever in this country. It's become corporate agribusiness, and a small independent farmer has to fight to make it. I know I work out at the Herod all summer long, which is a small organic farm, you know, cattle, chickens, vegetables. And I grew up around my aunts and uncles who were farmers. 80 to 85% of what farmers out in the Great Plains are being asked to grow is corn. And it's as not for you, it's as feed for cows actually in other countries. So I'm a big supporter of local farmers markets, local produce, local co-ops, you know, because if you go into your grocery store and look at where the fruits and vegetables you're buying are grown, I mean, really take a look at that, it just shock you. Really will. It absolutely shock you. And so I make it a point to always buy out of farmers markets and buy out of local co-ops and support local farmers that way. Wherever I lived, I did it in Michigan, I did it down in Louisiana, when I lived in New Orleans, and I do it here in New York, living in Buffalo. Before that, Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams with Angel of Darkness. That's a live cut of that, and that was live at Levon's when Levon was alive and he was doing those recordings. And then Jesse's Love Song by Luke Winslow King, who's down out in New Orleans. And L. King with Jersey Giant. She just dropped that as a single. I really like the direction L's going in. And Ashley McBride with Benji Davis doing the vocals on that one was Gospel Night at the Strip Club. And I said, this is, you know, we're doing some music tonight. This week coming up, Mike Billingsley, who, you know, another one like Tom Bennett that I grew up with, like Craig, and then the entire cast and crew, man, I mean, it's like everybody from Comstock, that one's lined up. Gary Clark, God, I've been sober 42 years. Gary was sober when I got sober. He's been a good friend ever since, and we have a lot to talk about. My sister will be in here. We'll talk about the house we grew up in. And then once we get past my birthday and past Thanksgiving, I promised we're going to talk with Julie Rockcastle and Jody Lee about some of the things we have planned in 2023 out at the Heron. Of course, the Great Blue Heron Music Festival is happening, but we've got some other really new and exciting things coming, and we'll talk about that. And that's going to wrap up all the interview portions, all the people of consequence and importance in my life, all the groups. You know, we go all the way back to when the interview thing started. Me talking to Waterhawk and Tarwater, me talking to Craig and Matt and Pooch, me talking to Tom Bennett, me talking to those wonderful heroes that I worked with for 2 years, those incredible human beings. You know, and then of course we always have Heron people on the show, but by doing, you know, that and what I have planned, we will cover every major important group in my life, every group of important consequence in my life, the people that have shaped me and helped me, and coincidentally also the ones that are out there in the world working to make a difference, and that'll wrap that up. I mean, yeah, there's some other groups, but no import, no consequence in my life or in the world, you know? So we'll cover, you know, all the folks that are important. There's a lot more interviews lined up for the next 2 weeks. Coming up, we're going to close out. Now, of course, when Tom Petty died, you know, that left the Heartbreakers, and Mike Campbell has always been, you know, he was always Tom's partner in crime. So he and the Dirty Knobs have this new album called Reckless Abandon. So we're going to do a cut called Note Knock the Boogie. Jesse Colin Young, who, of course, is long gone. But live at Daryl's house, if you never got a chance back before we had 785 channels, Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates, he lives right here in upstate New York, but he had a whole series on cable TV called Live at Daryl's House with some great, great music in it. Bruce Coburn with an alternate version of The Whole Night Sky, and then a performer who goes by the name of The White Buffalo. For those of you who don't understand the significance of that, The White Buffalo is a Native American legend that's almost universal to almost all of the over 500 tribes here on the North American continent, that the White Buffalo is of great significance. The White Buffalo calf brought the pipe to the people, and also every time a White Buffalo calf is born, it's a big deal because there's never been many born at all, and the legends go when the fourth one is born, of course, then we are nearing the end of times. But he just released an album yesterday called Year of the Dark Horse, and the cut we're going to close with is Life Goes On, which is entirely appropriate. Kip Williams, Desolation Angel Radio. I will talk to you early in the week when the first of those interviews comes out. Be safe. Enjoy yourselves. Talk to y'all later.
Set you free. Oh, don't knock the boogie. It'll work for you. It'll work for me. Yeah, don't knock the boogie. was about half past midnight. I walked into a bar and ordered a beer. There was a band over in the corner playing something by John Lee Hooker. And it felt so good. Yeah, got inside my brain. The singer was some guy from southern Mississippi. He had a wicked eye, but he could lay a lip along a lyric. And the drummer was a cat they called Crazy Legs from Alabama. Boy, he could hit the skins like nobody's business. And on the guitar, some cat named Lightning Slim. He went up and down that neck like lightning. I guess that's how he got his name. And the man on the bass from down in Georgia, somebody said he did some time, committed some crime, but I don't really know, could just be a rumor. And over in the corner where the lights were low, I saw this woman. She had a gold tooth in her mouth that glistened when she smiled. Yeah. And she gave me the eye. She gave me the eye. Yeah, you know what I mean. So I went over there and I said, is this seat taken? She looked at me and said, well, now it is. I said, baby, what's on your mind? She just looked at me with that Siamese smile. She leaned over and whispered in my ear, don't knock the boogie. Oh, don't knock the boogie. It'll set you free. Yeah, don't knock the boogie. It'll work for you. It'll work for me. Come on, Slim. We'll be right back. don't knock the boogie. Ooh, don't knock the boogie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they turned their backs. I made it too hard. Every place they touched me is a laceration now. Sometimes a wind comes out of nowhere and knocks you off your feet. And look, see my tears, they fill the whole night sky. Derailed and desperate, how did I get here? Hanging from this high wire by the tatters of my faith. Sometimes a wind comes out of nowhere and knocks you off your feet. And look, see my tears, they fill the whole night sky. Sometimes a wind comes out of nowhere and knocks you sideways. And look, see my tears, they fill the whole night sky.
All along, back on my own. Lost the only love I've ever known. Life goes on. Life goes on. I'm gone, there'll still be birds and dogs and trees. Lay to rest one final night. Will I lay in the dirt or float into the light? Close my eyes, destination unknown. Leaving the only life I've ever